Three patients here. First patient, Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A, last name Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A, date of birth 10/31/14, date of service 10/25/23. This is an 8-year-old female patient. She complains of left-sided ear pain. She's had this while she's at school. She's here to be evaluated for that, although now she tells me that the pain has gone away completely and has no complaints, period in a paragraph. Nevertheless, the mom wants us to evaluate her. No other issues verbalized. Hasn't been running any fever. She plays well, eats well. No issues with voiding or bowel movements, period in a paragraph. Blood pressure 94 over 46, pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 98%, current weight 60. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. No association with secondhand smoke, period to paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented. Awake, alert, she interacts well with me through the exam today. She does not appear to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round and react to light. Ears are within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, non-erythematous, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, period, new paragraph. Remainder of exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph. Left-sided ear pain, otalgia, now resolved. No medications were given. They're going to go into a time period of watchful waiting. They will return to clinic if needed. Next patient, Juan Reyna. Juan is spelled J-U-A-N, Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth 2/15/18. Date of service 10/25/23. This is a 5-year-old little boy. Complains of left-sided ear ache off and on. He feels as though his ears are stopped up. No verbalization of real pain. He doesn't appear to be in any distress. In fact, he's very active in the room, jumping up and down and playing. He hasn't been running any fevers. There's no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Period to paragraph, blood pressure 118 over 51, pulse 91, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 100%, allergies none, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Labs today include a strep test. It was a negative, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, interacts well through the exam. He doesn't appear to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral, abundance of rumen, not totally able to visualize the tympanic membranes. Oral pharyngeal area, tonsils plus 2, mildly erythematous. A strep test was done. It was negative. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear. Remainder of exam, unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Pharyngitis, mild, probable viral. No intervention, watchful waiting will be ensued. Period, new paragraph. Impacted cerumen. We've talked to the patient's mom. She is to buy the product Debrox. She is to apply 3 drops to each ear, 3 times a day, for a total of 3 days, and then return back to clinic this coming Saturday for an ear wash. Patient understands, or rather the mom's patient understands the instructions. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Aliyah, spelled A-A-L-I-Y-A-H, last name Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Date of birth 7/1/06. Date of service 10/25/23. This is a 17-year-old female patient. Here today is complaining of she has had episodes of nausea, and she did vomit 5 days ago on a Friday, and then 2 days ago on Monday. She felt nauseous this morning, but did not throw up. Period. New paragraph. No other symptoms, no fever, no body aches, no chills, She has had some associated diarrhea off and on, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure 97 over 57, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 100%, current weight 94 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for any secondhand smoke. Lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Negative for drugs or alcohol. Labs today include a urinalysis. It was within normal limits. Also, we did a urine pregnancy test. It was negative, period, in a paragraph. I've tried to ascertain whether this stomach upset seems to be related to any particular food that she eats, or it is maybe a transient illness, probable viral in nature, period, in a paragraph. Assessment and plan. Gastroenteritis, probable viral. We're just going to give her some Zofran for that. Returning to the file for Anna Alia Castillo, a quick exam on her. HEENT is unremarkable. Neck, no thyromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Bowel sounds are present on her abdomen and are within normal limits, period, in a paragraph. No other issues of concern were brought forth today on her. Period, in a paragraph, assessment and plan, gastroenteritis. We're going to give her nausea. We're going to prescribe Zofran 4 milligram BID PRN as needed for nausea. Watchful waiting will be ensued, and she's going to monitor her symptoms and return to clinic in 3 days if not improved.